disclaimer, my sister helped me write that bio. I probably wouldn't have included some of this stuff. But I want y'all to come with me to the middle of Payette Lake on a warm July day. The water's calm, everything's nice. You're out in the boat, but it's in Minnesota, so there's no mountains at all. Everything's flat. And your boat, you're also my size. And your boat, I saw a few kayakers in the audience, so you'll understand, is a Hydra dragonfly, which is about this wide. And my stature was not too dissimilar from as I stand here before you today. So my toes hurt. My thighs hurt. My hips hurt, and I'm getting a lesson. This is my first lesson as a whitewater kayaker, and it's my older brother who's teaching me how to kayak, and I'm thinking, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done. And I'd already canoed in the Arctic Circle at this point, and I was very comfortable on my knees or on my butt in the canoe, and that was great. And I was steadfast in my conviction that day at 17 years old that I would never, ever be a kayaker. Never. Fast forward 8 years, and I am crawling out the river left bank below Otter Slide on the North Fork of the Payette. And I belong there, but not really, so much. And my knees hurt, and one of them split open, and my ribs are bruised. I feel like a drown rat. I'm absolutely exhausted. I spent 45 seconds in the Otter Slide hole, and finally gave up and popped out the bottom and rolled up and fell into another hole and just gave up. So there I am, you know, you guys, whoever's been there, I'm now doing the walk of shame through a campsite full of transients and indigents, probably not too different from the hospital in Detroit, where you work, a raft guide encampment, there on the north of the pier. You guys, some of you know what I'm talking about. So how did I get from, oh yeah, there on the beach, so I had a steadfast conviction that I would run that again, and instead of putting my butthole over the edge of the hole, I would just clip it with my hips, and I'd be fine. How do I get from here to there? Well, I was raised in the middle of five kids in Minnesota. We canoed from little age up into high school, and we were lucky to have a canoe program where we could go into northern Canada on canoe trips in high school, and that was really awesome. But I had no interest in kayaking whatsoever. I was really good at football at the time. I was really good at partying at the time. I was really good at watching football and being a Midwestern, you know, instead of a football player. And I life of the party type of guy. I don't know if I won class clown senior year of high school, but I was at least an honorable mention. So as I'm a couple weeks before graduation from high school, my older brother's graduating from college. He decided he threw down the cash and he bought a brand new kayak. And he was going to be a kayaker, and I at that time thought, you are an idiot. Why are you doing that? And he got his new kayak and he took it out to the Mississippi River, the last natural rapid there on the Mississippi River, right in St. Cloud, Minnesota. It's called Sauk Rapids. And I saw him go down in the spring melt and flipped over and swam in the cold water, and I laughed to myself. I thought, you are an idiot. What are you doing? Well, so we graduated. I graduated from high school, and he graduated from college, and, excuse me, one second. A week after graduation, he passed away suddenly from hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, and ask your doctor friends in the audience what that is, but it was very sudden. And I went from the life of the party to an intro overnight. I didn't want to see anybody, I didn't want to be with anybody, I didn't want to, you know. I had a group of maybe four friends that I hung with tight, and that was cool. And his funeral was at St. John's Abbey at St. John's University, which held 2,000 people, and I was sitting in the front row, and it was full. Well, enough about that. A week later, I'm sitting in my garage, and I can see the garage right now, and there's the kayak. There's the life jacket and the skirt and the paddle. And I'm getting the kayak, and oh man, this thing was built for some booty. This is different than a Hydra dragonfly. This is a cutting edge. This is a prion boxer. This 72 gallons. This thing was huge. Like, I could do this. And life jacket and splash guard and paddle and all that. And all right. And I had one of my good friends also had a kayak, and turned out we went kayaking. Probably, oh my gosh, probably 5 days a week that whole summer. That's all I did. Was went kayaking with Chris before work. We worked at 4. He brings his little Nissan hard body pickup over and throw the boats in the back at about 10 in the morning, and we would literally flip over at eddy lines for 3 or 4 hours a day. And it was a month before anybody that knew how to roll came up and was like, hey guys, you want to learn how to roll?
I have bruises right here.
Perfectly matching the cockpit rim of that kayak, because I didn't even know how to get out. I just pushed my ass out of that thing, pushed through the pain, probably 10 times a day until we learned how to roll. And then we learned how to roll. And and from that summer on, I was a kayaker. And it's led so many different decisions in my life that have been in the right direction. And that's what landed me here. I mean, I chose to go to Duluth. I did 2 years in junior college playing football, and I could have continued somewhere else, and I chose Duluth to go kayaking instead. Brought me from West Virginia to the West Coast to my first date in Westphalia with Amanda. What I learned along the way was that never let a good crisis go to waste. And when people are meaning well, just accept it and know that everyone's doing their best. And that's all.